Well, a chance to connect with Hunter History is taking place for you on Saturday in the inner city of Newcastle. And we sort of look at all of the older buildings and we think how fabulous they are, but we might not be connected so much to the history of the building and why it's there and how it's built and all of that. Well, your chance to learn a bit more about that happens on Saturday. The Inner Newcastle Heritage Walk is put on by the Gang of Engineering Heritage Newcastle. And from that organisation, Merv Lindsay joins us. Now, Merv, thank you so much for your time on this. Why should we have so much of an interest in the past when it comes to our buildings? Loaded question, well, I know, but...
Well, we probably all have to. I'm not sure everyone has. But I think look, our past informs the future, or the present and the future. And we focus on this walk on the on how engineering specifically influenced the shape of the city, and Newcastle is an engineering town, always has been, and the origins of that engineering, particularly in the inner city part, are quite surprising. I mean, we think of Newcastle now as being primarily just a dormitory area, but it's had a huge industrial influence on what has shaped it. And that's really what we look at on this walk.
When you sort of look around buildings in certain parts of the city, Merv, can you sort of pick offhand that, like, well, as engineering techniques and methods change, oh, that building would be from this period of time and that one would be from a later period, generally based on what you see in front of you?
Yeah, you do. We don't just look at buildings either, by the way. We look. There's a whole lot of... this broader infrastructure within the city, the shape of the city, the shape of the roads, the road network, how the industrial and engineering past shaped the shape of the roads. But yeah, you look at a building, you can see its era, and you can also see the influence of what it was originally. One interesting example, two conflicting examples. You've got Fort Scratchley, built in the 1880s and 90s, and predominantly unreinforced concrete, and surprisingly all in exceptionally good condition because there's no reinforcement in it to deteriorate. And then you've just down the road, you've got Newcastle Bars that's had a constant battle with concrete cancer because it's built in the early days of reinforced concrete.
It shows you, doesn't it? Sometimes, Merv, that as we move on to a different type of technology, it's not quite often an overall improvement as time marches on. But you mentioned, like, the layout of the city and road networks and things like that. Are we talking generally for geography, like topography and hills and valleys and things like that, or is it to do also with, like, the influence of coal in the inner city in those early days as well?
A bit of both. Anywhere you see a road that's not at 90 degrees to the road that it's intersecting with, chances are there's a reason that dates back to the early engineering history. Like Burwood Street in Newcastle is an example, which is at not at 90 degrees to Hunter Street or King Street. Well, there used to be a railway line running along it. Other places, there might have been a tram. So the little things like that influence the shape. So they typically 90 degrees, suddenly 45 degrees or 30 degrees. So there's a reason there. So those sort of little quirks are all over the town.
Yeah, and once you sort of go on a walk like this and that's exposed to you, you start to look at the layout of towns just that little bit differently. Look, I believe tickets have been places have been moving quick for this. So
about full. Yeah.
We'll certainly get a few more people there on the walk, and I'm sure it'll be a fantastic few hours to walk through and learn a bit more about our past. Yep. Merv, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on Saturday.
No problem.
Weather's going to be your friend.
I think it will be. It's going to be a lovely day. It's a lovely stroll.
Excellent stuff. From Engineering Heritage Newcastle, that's Merv Lindsay there, the Inner Newcastle Heritage Walk. It's 10 to 1 on Saturday. And all you need to know about it ahead of time, you can find right now on our events calendar at our website, 2NURFM.com.au.